With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has issued the first vetoes of his second term, rejecting two bipartisan natural resource bills. Lawmakers are accusing him of political retaliation.
Trump vetoed drinking water pipeline legislation from Republican Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado. In a social media post, Boebert suggests that the veto may have been political retaliation. Another bill vetoed by Trump would have given a tribe that had sued over the Florida Immigration Detention Center, known as Alligator Alcatraz, more control over their land. Trump appeared to acknowledge the tribe's opposition, saying that the tribe had actively sought to obstruct reasonable immigration policies by his administration. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Richard Smallwood, a gospel singer and acclaimed recording artist over five decades, has died. He was 77. Correspondent George Williams has this report.
Smallwood passed away Tuesday in Maryland due to complications from kidney failure after years of health challenges. Dedication to music kept him going, with songs recorded by Whitney Houston, Yolanda Adams, and Destiny's Child, among others. He began playing piano at age 5 and formed his first gospel group at age 11. One of his biggest hits was the song Total Praise. He was nominated 8 times for Grammy Awards and 19 times for the Dove Awards, receiving the latter 4 times during his career, including his induction into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. I'm George Williams.
A federal appeals court says the Trump administration can continue to withhold Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood while legal challenges continue. On Wall Street, another down day with the Dow dropping 303 points, the NASDAQ lower by 177, with the S&P 500 finishing the year 50 points off. This is SRN News. Is your toddler on social media?
According to a new study from the British government, nearly 40% of kids between the ages of 3 and 5 years old in the United Kingdom are on social media platforms regularly. We're talking about the big platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Snapchat. This report lands amidst growing concerns in the UK and the US and elsewhere about the harm social media is doing to teenagers, let alone kids who might not even be potty trained yet. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians in India celebrated Christmas last week, but it wasn't easy. More than 80 attacks on Christmas celebrations took place across the country, led by radical Hindu groups. International Christian Concern reports that in the southern state of Kerala, which is generally considered safe for Christians, a group of children taking part in a Christmas carol procession was attacked. This is SRN News. Rail travel woes continue between Britain and France. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Trains are running again through the Channel Tunnel between Europe and the UK after power malfunctions led to cancellations. Dina Modishaw is in a train station in London where it's
absolute chaos.
Her goal is to be with her boyfriend in northern France for New Year's Eve.
I was really excited to see him and I was really hoping that I was going to get there, but now I'm really not sure.
Eurostar, which operates passenger trains through the underseas tunnel, warned of continued possible delays and cancellations due to knock-on impacts from the severe disruptions. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thailand has repatriated 18 Cambodian prisoners of war. The release Wednesday fulfilled a ceasefire agreement signed with Cambodia. Both sides say the release aims to build goodwill and adhere to international humanitarian principles. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.